Welcome to Building a Life of Prayer with Pastor David Beatty of River Oaks Community Church, taking you through the prayers of the Bible so that you can grow in your confidence and enjoyment of prayer.
Thank you for joining me today as we talk about building our lives of prayer. We've been looking at the great prayer of the Apostle Paul recorded for us in the book of Ephesians chapter 3. In my opinion, this is one of the greatest prayers of the Bible and one of the most important prayers to learn, even to memorize and pray for ourselves and others. Today, I'm going to read from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21 to the end of the chapter. Paul writes, "For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." Now, as we've studied this prayer, we have seen an emphasis on spiritual strength. Paul prays we'd be strengthened with power by the Holy Spirit in our innermost being. We also see an emphasis on spiritual comprehension or understanding, that the Holy Spirit would enable us to understand, to comprehend the vastness of the love of Christ. And the result of that is spiritual maturity, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, when we read this remarkable passage, we may be wondering, could that possibly become a reality in my life? Could my life be changed so much that these words would really be true of me? And the answer is a definite yes. And I say that because of the words in verse 20 to 21 that follow the prayer. Paul says, "Now to him who's able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think." In other words, Paul's saying God can do even more than I'm asking him to do in this prayer. God can do far more abundantly than all we can ask or even think. God can do more in our lives in bringing us into a closer walk with himself than we have even been able to imagine. And how is he going to do that? Paul says, according to the power at work within us. That is, according to the power of the Holy Spirit who indwells the believer. We as Christians should be seeking the greater work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And then Paul concludes, "To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." God is glorified in the church, in his people, when we are seeking to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to be filled with all the fullness of God, to be filled with the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. Paul is setting forth here a vision for your spiritual growth and mind. And I urge you to learn this prayer, to reflect upon it, to meditate upon it, to memorize it, and to pray it for yourself and for others. Would you join me now as we pray according to the teaching of this prayer? Father, we come in the wonderful name of Jesus. Would you give each of us a greater vision for our spiritual growth and maturity? Would you enable us by the power of the Holy Spirit to more fully comprehend the love of Christ? And would you remind us that you can do far more in us than we can even ask or think? And we pray in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.